Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and I'd like to ask you, since you've been hearing about Telos a number of times on the show, I'm wondering if you've been there, if you've taken advantage of knowing about it, and maybe some of you are capable, actually. It takes a capability to travel there, and let's hope so. Let's hope maybe some of you have. Are there other cities you could have visited in Inner Earth? And we're going to hear about the latest news about Inner Earth, Middle Earth, however you want to call it, today from our wonderful guest who's been on the show a number of times. He's a traveler to this miraculous environment. Lowell Johnson. Lowell, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Peter, thank you for inviting me back. You know, I never know what I'm going to talk about until we kind of get here, but it always seems to be current events, and today is no different. I know that some of your listeners have probably, they're familiar with me because they've heard me speak here a few times now, but you may have some new people are going to listen to a guy that says he's been to Inner Earth, and they're going to scratch their heads and go, yeah, this guy's a wacko. But let's listen to what he has to say. It's probably going to be entertaining. All I can tell you is that it was sitting exactly where you were, all of you, 4 years ago, that I had, if I had any awareness of this. It was little and minimal, and it was always boxed in by what I had been conditioned with. I can tell you that there is a multidimensional world around us now that when you vibrate at the same level, you will see and experience all of that stuff. All this time that people have been talking about, you know, find your vibration, get your alignment right. I didn't know any more about what the hell that meant, you know, 4 years ago than anybody else did. But once you do, and you get inside of that vibration and know that there's one more sense beyond the five that we've been given in this human body suit that we ride around in, that whole ethereal body and that ability to feel things, when you get in touch with that, now you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Some people have already got that gift, and what I'm going to talk about, they know is true and authentic. There are those that are other, though, that there's something else going on inside of them that's starting to trigger them, so that what I might be saying is going to sound a little crazy, but wait a minute, there might be something to this, and they're going to take the time to listen. Well, if I'm the trigger for you today, I'm happy to be so, because somebody was that for me at one point. But I'm telling you, what I'm going to talk about today is not fantasy. It's not sci-fi. You're about to step into a new realm, because Earth is in a cosmic cycle moving into her next level of consciousness. We're being prepared. Every sentient being on the planet is being affected by the same method to be upgraded, shall we say? But Earth's vibration is about to rise into like the fourth dimensional status, if you can understand what I'm saying. So, and that's really the astral realm where we have come and gone for so many incarnations. Earth's about to move into that and stay there permanently. And then it's like a punt to get to fifth dimension, because really in the angelic realm, we're choosing what our next incarnation is going to be. If we choose to do a third dimensional lesson again, or if we decide to ascend, those are our choices. Humanity, our sovereign being with free will, they get the opportunity to make those choices. Now, it's fair to say that humanity on Earth has taken longer than it should to get to this point where everything that's held us back for eons has been cleared away. But when I look at where we are now and the cosmic cycle of where Earth was, we weren't going to get to this place until now anyway. We just had to work through the process. But I'm more certain than ever that we are at that point. And when you look at all the cosmic energy that's coming from the sun at elevated rates, that the Earth is just being postured for that one last whatever solar phenomenon is coming our way to jolt our energy once and for all and kick it into the next gear, every one of us is having those sensations. We begin to feel those encouragements, that influence from the sun, before it's even reported to us now. I can tell you we had an M-class flare that fired off yesterday because I got tight in the back of my neck and I could feel the difference. Over time, I've tried to pay attention to when I understand those things are happening. Was there a physicality that I experienced associated with it? Because I had no frame of reference. Nobody taught us about any of this before, but it's still real. And now that I've kind of planted that in people's seeds, you know, take the time when you hear about these things to think about how you're feeling, because your physicality is no different than mine. You'll begin to experience these things, and now you can connect the dots to see exactly what this is for. And it's not just to, you know, have some impact on our physicality. It's to snap us into there's a metaphysical side of ourselves that has been undernourished, shall we say, for a long time. And it's screaming for our attention. Every influence, even outside of ourselves, these benevolent beings that have been here, just asking for us to help, have been waiting on the sidelines for us to ask for their help, to help us get ready for this next realm. And as fairy-tale-ish as that sounds, I've been in touch with these beings, and many other people have as well. Mine came around in a remarkable way. I don't even know the word to apply to it because it was certainly outside of my realm of understanding. But now that it's not, and I see where we're going, I have communication with that realm in a different way. There are other aspects that communicate with me, through me. And I don't get up and, you know, bang a gong and talk about those things because some of them are very sacred and private to me. And the others are just not meant for anybody else. And then there's the whole aspect that there are people that are ready to hear this information and there are those that are not. I don't have the time or the inclination at my age to convince anybody of this, the truth of any of this. I've been through all these rabbit holes and came to my own conclusions on what to believe. They match a lot of other people that have had similar experiences to me, and those people have become my tribe. Those are the ones we can have these conversations with. Peter is certainly part of the tribe because he and I, before these things even begin to get down on tape, we've shared experiences we've had that have been common and not common to others. There are reasons why the people that come to Peter's classes come to Peter's classes, because he has experiences to share that they have curiosities about. Well, that's going to grow at a geometric rate right now because everybody on the planet is being triggered in ways that they really can't understand, and they're looking for touchstones, just like the rest of us were. And it's not to say that it may sound like my journey is very matured. Let me tell you something. It may sound like that, but I'm looking for the same touchstones so people can help me understand the things that I have experienced that are remarkable and extraordinary. And, you know, call them miraculous if you want to. That's just a state of mind in 3D when we call things a miracle, because we're experiencing things that we never have before. Now take a breath.
Yeah, you did great. Thank you. I'm thinking about how people process this. And most people are used to using their minds, thinking, trying to create logic out of this, and working from anything that's already been put into their minds so they can make sense of this new information that you're offering. But it doesn't work that way because our minds are limited, but our knowing is not. And so a lot of this is stuff that you can hear and say, I don't understand. It's too far out. It's unbelievable. Well, that's your left brain that's trying to make sense of it. But find out what your knowing thinks about it and what your heart thinks about it. Those are different ways of knowing things. Because a knowing is not easily explainable. You just know. And And that should be turned on more and more and more in all of you, so that it opens you to the magic of how information pours in from places that normally we weren't accepting it before, because it had to meet all these left brain standards. But this is new, and it certainly is. There are details. There's a lot of information that can go into your mind, but to comprehend it all, you have to be you have to use realization. You have to be a realizer, and you realize the big picture. You get it. You understand, and knowing holds the frequencies of everything that your mind can't really process as understanding. It's a knowing. And so the idea is to surrender to a knowing that brings you into new awarenesses. And also your heart leads you too, because your soul resides there also. And your soul knows what it's here for. You've all come here to listen to us the show. Before you were born, you probably said, oh, I have to remember to listen to this show with Peter and Lowell.
You know, let me say, I'm really delighted to hear you make that a correlation between the things that we've learned in our mind that we've been conditioned by, and we've been conditioned by the people that were conditioned before them. That none of it was bad. They didn't know what they didn't know, just like we didn't, until something came along to trigger the idea that there might be something more than what I've composted here. And when you made the correlation between the knowing in your heart, I resonate with that so wonderfully. I mean, the Capricorn side of me wants to help people and wants to help people understand it. You know, when we get off on a tangent and talk about the things that we feel from that perspective, we start to wander into areas that people don't comprehend. They haven't been there yet. So when you described it in such simple terms like that, here is exactly how even I had to have it presented to me. I learned a layer of information at a time, went down those rabbit holes and came to a conclusion, so that the next piece I was supposed to understand had to be built upon that understanding first. And that's exactly what you're talking about doing here. So if our listeners resonate with that way that they learn, and if they think that it seems to be accelerated now, I can tell you with great certainty that it is. The idea that your higher self is trying to wake you up to what's going on around us and how to prepare yourself for this boost in Earth, you're not here by accident. We all came because Earth was a three-dimensional experiment in duality, so that we could help Source know more about themselves. This is why our journeys, every one of them, is individual and not meant to be like anybody else. Because the lessons that Peter signed up to learn are way different than the ones that I learned. But in the end, when we insert those experiences into the Akashic records, that then the collective shares all that. So all the lousy things I had to learn, Peter benefited from. And thank you, Peter, for all the lousy things you had to learn on our behalf, too. This is the nature of when we understand we're all connected, and that love and unity and compassion is the fundamental of the next realm we're going to. We came here to learn all that crap, and we've just gotten to the place where the degrees of the polarization in duality has gotten so extreme that there's no way that humanity is going to kumbaya on one topic, even one, to see that we would all agree on something. It was going to require a cosmic reset, and here it comes.
Now, this is fascinating. And I think in the present, because it's still arriving, we're getting it slowly now, but it'll come in stronger amounts soon. And the idea is to feel like it belongs to you, you know, to own it. And just right now, own the journey that we are all on. And in a way that it's kind of like a bring it on sense, like, oh, I want to grow more and more and more into this greater consciousness.
Yeah, there are those of us that, you know, we've gotten past this point, so we're ready and we're open. But that means that we've come to terms with our own flames first, and that we're not relying on something outside of ourselves to, you know, bring us home or whatever it is. I can't wait for something on the outside. That took a knowing of myself inside and getting totally good with that.
Right.
Not only did that open me up to things greater than myself, but my relationships were all going to suffer, because if I didn't come in terms of loving this first, I didn't really have anything, and I wasn't in a place to share that with anybody else. It took a while. And in order to get there, things change in your orbit quite a bit. When you begin to entertain the idea that the things you spend your time on, where you put your attention, is exactly what the universe gives you back in abundance, I can tell you with great certainty too that that process works, and that the life I've designed just lines up the way that I want it to. And now the universe just shows me the next extraordinary thing, because I've gotten used to, when they show me extraordinary things, to just digest it. Takes a little while because it's not used to it. But again, I'm no different than anybody else. Only my mindset is open to things that allow them to continue to show me these miraculous things, but I'm no different than anybody else. Get your alignment right, get what you feel inside of yourself right, and what the universe is about to show you, it'll blow you away. You want to see these miracles. Don't discount them when they show up.
There's a much bigger story than any of us have been living in. And that story is going to unfold in front of us. And we're going to see a reality that we never could have expected, because our brains weren't able to comprehend it anyway. And all of a sudden, there are shifts in consciousness that change reality in ways that we can't even expect, because we don't know how to expect it, because we don't know, we haven't had the experience of what it is.
You know, there's a lot of when there's disclosure discussions that are coming up, but those seem to be more focused on beings from off planet. My focus was pushed me in a direction to get in touch with beings that have been here on the planet in a higher dimension, that have been here for a lot longer than we have. We hadn't been given any awareness of any of that. And so when we talk about it, we only talk about the things that we've been fed by, you know, the government or by the media. And that's been, you know, UFOs. Well, I settled myself a couple of years ago on whether they existed or not. What I saw in the sky was unmistakable and couldn't have been anything but some kind of craft that had the ability to move in ways that shooting stars and satellites and other, you know, things that require propulsion, the way that we understand it, these did not move in that way. So I'm fine with understanding that. And I'm fine with colleagues that I've met along the way that have begun to have experiences with these beings that are coming here to visit as well. They're all benevolent. Have we had malevolent influences in the past? I can't deny that we have, but I can tell you this, that element has been removed from the planet and won't be returning. Not to say that the residue that they left behind still isn't here. It is, but that is being worked through. There's a component, a frequency of higher light that's coming our way, that's taking care of whatever dark energy was here that needed to be cleared. That's in the process of being done, because Earth is about to move past whatever this membrane in the third dimension we need to pop into four. That's just about complete. When I talk about it, it's not like decades down the line, this could happen as easily tomorrow in my mind as it could, you know, 10 years from now. All the conditions are right. If you understand what vibration is going to come our way, what kind of elevated photon energy every sentient critter in the universe has been experiencing. And this whole idea with humanity's experience, this is an experiment that the galaxy has been watching for a while. They've wanted to see humanity come along because there aren't any other beings in the galaxy that have sovereignty and free will in forms like we have, where we were going to come and again learn more about ourselves on behalf of Source, tuck away those lessons, and then come back to learn some more. But we're done with this vibration, this density, this 3D. Earth herself is moving into her next realm. And those of us that wish to stay here and occupy ourselves on New Earth have got to find a way to vibrate at the same level. We don't. We vibrate at a third dimensional level, but the awareness for us to do that now was always buried in our metaphysical sides. And when we get a hold of that again, I'm convinced that when the time comes, the majority of people that are here that are still have to make the choice to ascend, my guess would be 95% of the people that are here, and they'll still have the choice, even though they might have been ignorant to this process all along. In the end, I understand they still have a choice before they've got to make a choice one way or the other.
Well, it's going to be interesting how the place looks amidst all these choices that people are making.
Yeah, there's, I've been fed lots of information. I still want to see it all play out. The kind of the generalities that I understand is anything that was man-made will not exist.
Wow.
So fabrics that were, polyester, and those elements don't exist. If it's natural, this is what exists. I'm very curious to see what happens to a lot of the things that we built, and depending on what materials they were made with, see what exists. But I've been just as curious about the things that beings that came here that had higher levels of mastery in architecture and design, that built these behemoth things that we're just beginning to find underground and under the water. I wonder what types of marvels are buried underneath the earth that over time, and as she's adjusted, have just buried themselves. But
we should not fear the changes of losing our survival, third dimensional survival is based on, because we're going to be progressing at a higher frequency and with technologies that will be better than what we're leaving behind, and make life more creative, more resourceful, and we'll be able to communicate with each other in new and better ways. So I think that as a population, our sense of love for each other will not diminish at all. If anything, it'll be enhanced, and supporting each other through these changes of miracles that are acceptable, because you're not going to be hanging on to the third dimensional fear. That fear will dissipate. And so all of a sudden, as change happens, you won't be as frightened as you think you would be.
I'm glad you said that, because that is the one concept that when people can get their heads wrapped around the idea that most of the time, we've caused ourselves to fear something that didn't exist. And when we kind of pull back the shears and look at all the influence that we've been had to develop this belief, where did it come from? And was it really well-founded? Or did we just believe it because somebody said it? And especially a person we thought, or an entity we thought, was in some level of authority, and we just took it and believed it. Here is when it's been suggested that we take back our power, is where we begin with that process. It's right. Somehow seeing it for what it is. And so we realize that all those things that we were triggered to be fearful of didn't exist. And then when you start to think about, well, why did somebody put me in this? Then your eyes open up. And then you recognize the sovereign being that you really are and the mess that we've found ourselves in. Now, again, I don't want to dwell on any of that because just like you pointed out, where we're going beats the shit out of where we are right now.
Right. And including all of those that we love in our lives and relationships and all, they even will be easier to stay connected with.
Oh, Peter, you know, the fact that people think that there's loss here, it's sad for me to watch when, you know, somebody goes through the death process and the family goes through grieving because they really haven't comprehended that we don't lose anybody. We have been connected to all those people long before this existence took place, and we never, ever lose that. But somehow right. when we come back here, we think that we have.
Yeah, it's a lack. And so magic will happen, and we should all be ready for it. And we're getting near the end of the show. I know that people want to learn more from you, and you're at lowelljohnson.info.
That's the easiest way to find my website, yes.
Yes. And I know we have more to talk about because you were telling me before we started the show that you've been taught about many of the other cities beneath us that we should know about.
Yeah, I will. And that's kind of new information that's been put in my field. As much as I've been given a higher awareness of what's in inner earth, and that we think that what we know is there's like 120 of these types of cities in inner earth. What we think we know about a molten inside, we fail to recognize what earth is really like when we see her multidimensionally, and that there's an awareness of 8 or 9 of those cities that I've been given over time. So when Peter made mention that we were talking about that kind of in the green room before we began, I'm just tapping my toe into all that, but I've been aware of these 8 or 9 now. I can tell you where the names are, some ideas about where they exist and the beings that, you know, reside there. These are all humanoid forms, but there are those forms that, benevolent as they are, and I want to underscore that, they are benevolent, are not humanoid, and we need to get used to the idea that there are going to be some forms that we're not really familiar with yet. And again, that shouldn't cause any alarm for anybody.
Right.
They're here to assist. And honestly, they have resided here for quite some time, waiting for the time that everyone else vibrates the same level they do.
So I'm excited to talk with you again because there's so
there
much
we go.
There. And thank you, Lowell, for being a guest on Energy Stew again.
Thank you for inviting me, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at prn.live. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.